Let's jump into maybe some clickbait headlines. These are headlines that you may see and think, you know what? I'm not going to click on that because I know it's just clickbait. But we did, so you don't have to. We'll dive in. PETA's last beef over Mario Kart.
I personally wouldn't click, but I'm glad you did.
Oh, okay.
You can go ahead and tell our friends.
I'm
going to sit here and roll my eyes a little bit.
So basically the story is PETA's latest target is Mario Kart, and they want Nintendo to remove the Moo Moo Cow's nose ring because they believe it's a sign of animal abuse. Nintendo hasn't responded yet. There are comments that say, come on, the cow drives a car, so... How do they not...
Solid point.
How do they know the cow didn't go to a body-piercing place to get it? The damn thing knows how to drive, so it's not like this is out of the realm of possibility.
That is a very solid argument.
Yeah, so...
Also, it is a video game.
Yeah, so that's a little piece of clickbait there. Okay. Another one. Volkswagen charging a monthly fee to make their cars go faster.
Oh, okay, I'm probably clicking on that.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, a little clickbait headline here. I drove a Volkswagen for damn near 20 years.
Yeah, and I've had several Beetles.
Right, right.
Several.
So I guess this is all, they're testing something out with their new EV cars, their electric cars, where they're introducing a monthly fee where people have to pay a little extra to unlock the full horsepower of the car.
Shut up. Your face.
Like I said, they're only doing it right now in the UK.
Oh.
You're going to get about 15% more horsepower. So if the car gets about 240 horsepower, unless you pay about $22 a month, you won't see all that. You'll only get about 200.
That's so, not going to go well over here.
Well, but if you realize, you know what, I kind of drive like a granny, I'm probably not going to need all that horsepower, then then you're fine. But if you're like, no, I need power, then that they're trying to basically say, hey, well, you know, a lot of people pay a little extra for diesel engines that have Hemis and all that stuff. So we're going to try this. Now, BMW tried this a while ago with heated seats and saying, hey, you can pay a little extra per month for heated seats.
And there was
such a backlash that they said, you know what, forget that. We're just going to continue to do what we were doing.
Yes, that is a luxury we now require.
That's right. That's right.
Once you've lived in that world, you're not going back and you're not going to start paying for it either.
You mean to tell me I'm going to have to start paying for heated seats? No.
Nope. No.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
I'm just going to keep my gas guzzlers.
Yeah. So one more clickbait headline. We read the clickbait headlines and stories so you don't have to. Small plane crashes on golf course. Golfer happy.
Okay. I'm clicking because golfer happy. Why is the golfer happy that the plane is crashing on the course?
This happened in Australia. A single engine plane literally crashed on a golf course in Australia. Luckily, no one was seriously hurt. There was a golfer who ran in to help. Kind of told the reporter what happened and why he was kind of happy the plane ended up crashing there.
Plane came in like really low over the top of our heads and there was no propeller movement. Didn't even sound like an engine was on. Skidded across and just ended up there. We were sort of first on the scene. My girlfriend's a doctor and gave them medical attention. They were both okay. One had slight lacerations to the side of his face. We were a bit shocked, but we were kind of stoked we couldn't finish our round because we weren't playing great.
Oh, we weren't playing great.
I mean, we had a really good excuse to just quit that day.
Yeah, be like,
it wasn't going well for us. Yeah,
we didn't have a really good round, so, you know, whatever.
My girlfriend's a doctor. That was great for them. You know.
Right. The video is a little bit wild. We'll have to tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show because someone literally got a video of the plane coming in
and
crashing on the golf course.
I guess, if you look up and notice, that's kind of coming at you. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't burst into flames or anything,
that's
thankfully.
Good.
It just kind of like bounced off the fairway and then came to a halt. And then you saw, you know, a bunch of people that were on the golf course kind of run and help them out. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. A little clickbait headlines there for you. So we click on them so you don't have to. We just give you the gist of the story. So
we still made you sit and listen to the stories, though.
Yeah, well, that's the price you pay.